Are you tired of poor dice play at the gaming table? Do you feel bad letting your friends down with weak rolls? Does your gaming life always feel like a critical miss? Your RPG experience doesn't have to be this way. Take the first step on the road to recovery at FanRollDice.com. At FanRollDice.com, you will find all the gaming accessories you need. Unique, well-crafted dice and accessories are there to elevate your gaming needs. The Rancor's Brothel is here to help. Use promo code RBP10 at checkout to receive 10% off any order. Go from zero to hero in your gaming group at FanRollDice.com. And save yourself 10% using code RBP10. A better gaming experience awaits you. Don't delay. Order today. The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the abyss.
So last time, you guys got back to, I can't even remember the guy's name, but his tower, and you dropped off
your... Search for the V.
I want to find it before Jeff is, and my notes are buried. God knows I didn't remember. I probably have drank since then.
I know his last name is Devere.
Vizarin.
Thank you. You got back to Vizarin's tower and dropped off your purple worm egg and your beholder's eye. And then you were going to start heading down towards the labyrinth. But you thought you might make some stops on the way. And I believe that you were heading to Neverlight Grove. Is there anything that you guys wanted to do before you left the tower?
I'm going to plant Zirkwood and use plant growth on it for 8 hours.
Okay.
So it means the entire land is enriched for a year.
That's interesting.
I would like to, Jeff, who has spent the intervening weeks printing out 25 Myconid miniatures and other things. Let's go somewhere else, guys.
I just did the same thing.
Let's go back to the surface.
Let's go to Blending Stone or something.
Let's some fresh air. Go to the mall. Let's go to the mall.
Lobby. Let's go to the lobby.
Lucas ruined it.
I mean...
Have you been here before?
Have you met Lucas?
Oh, well, this fool. I was going to say the same thing.
That's going to be fucking stuck in my head.
So as you guys leave the tower, where does that take you? Yeah, it's basically right on Neverlight Grove is right on the way to the entrance to the labyrinth.
Cool.
Yeah. We're just carrying Zirkwood with us wherever we go at this point.
Yeah, I always liked your miniature. It looks like he's got like stuff growing on a shell. I assume you just carry fungus with you growing.
Oh, I have spores that are a part of me.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fun guy.
It's not a good joke, Lucas.
It's not supposed to be. Have you ever listened to our show?
We have a few.
Every once
we use them over and over and over until we beat that horse to death.
Hey, people are laughing.
What do you think is going to happen to these lizards before we're done with them?
Who are you taking with you? Are you taking the whole force with you, or are you doing something else with them?
If we're going to a labyrinth, we should probably take everyone, right?
Well, we're going to Neverlight Grove.
On the way to the labyrinth.
On the way to the labyrinth.
Do you have to walk through your gates in order for your gates to work?
This spell creates a magical link between a larger inanimate plant within range and another plant at any distance on the same plane of existence. You must have seen or touched the destination plant at least once before. For the duration, any creature can step into the target plant and exit the destination plant using 5 feet of movement.
What is the duration?
One round.
Okay, so It's all a matter of how many people you can funnel through that in 6 seconds.
Correct.
Fire drill! No, I mean, because what we could do is we could take a bunch of scouts, and if we send them back, it's a one-way trip, but we could send them back.
That is true.
We also only have 2 scouts, technically.
Well.
I mean, anybody can be a scout.
Right.
No, you found, I want to say you found the 2 that were missing.
Oh, they were petrified.
Yeah, right? And you had the spells to undo
right.
that.
I could do that.
What's his name? Lieutenant Doofy, reporting for service.
Officer Doofy.
I just thought of that when you said anybody can be a scout. Scout Doofy reporting for service.
Smell my finger. What is that? My ass.
Go out there. Look at that thing. Come back. Horrible screams heard in the distance. Well, we're not going that way. Thanks, Doofy.
Did we lose a couple of scouts?
Like, no.
Yes.
You did, but you found them in the beholder.
Oh, they survived. Okay.
They were petrified.
Gotcha.
And he was able to turn them back.
Do we need to take supplies with us?
Supplies, motherfucker.
See, that's a good joke, Lucas.
He said we get one every once in a while.
He got it himself.
One per session.
Troy is really tickled.
Troy took it. The rest will be trash.
Did you actually watch the show, or do you just quoting the meme?
Yeah.
Because, like, it's that is also a very, like, shocking moment in that series, too.
Yeah.
Which is why it made such a great
The meme. Best part is on the Flagrant Patreon episode today, they were talking about shows, mm-hmm. and they said Dexter went too long. It was one of the shows that... Yeah. So I was like, that was even in my head.
That's a great fucking meme. It's a great moment in that show because that guy has no real reason to be there and he just walks around the corner. Surprise, motherfucker! Mm-hmm. Holy shit!
I mean, I would assume that we're going to need to take supplies. It's a hell of a long
motherfucker.
Trip. Motherfucker. It's going to be a long night.
Yeah. Yep. For the audience, it will be edited down to a sweet 26 minutes of somewhat listenable content.
Hopefully.
26 minutes?
We got a really good comment the other day. Somebody's like, oh my god, you run the show really well. Like, she's like, it might be editing. And I'm like, oh yeah, no, it's editing. It's 1000% editing. It's really easy to sound clever when someone can take out the gaps where you're thinking.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to editing. Are we taking... So, what the fuck are we going down here for again?
For what? Or going where?
We're going to the labyrinth for what?
There's like 3 things in the net.
Right. I'm just trying to think about what we would be going with.
Well, there's definitely at least 2 gods down there, right? Or 2 demon lords, right?
You did see visions of them there, yes.
Baphomet and Yenagu?
Correct.
Oh, damn it.
So we need blood or ichor of a demon lord.
Right.
We need Tamask mushrooms. Or in Tamask mushrooms grown in the footprint of a demon lord?
I would have to go back and look. I'm glad you guys have some kind of notes.
Yeah. The heart of a Garestro demon. 6 feathers from angels.
That is the thing that you are definitely going to...
The labyrinth for. Right.
The angel wings?
Yeah. I forget what the place is called.
If you stay late enough at the bar, you'll see plenty of angels' wings.
The Gallery of Angels.
In incredibly tacky ways.
Is the maze engine in the labyrinth also?
It is.
Yeah.
I have that written down, so I must have thought that
orrery?
That was...
Yeah. The Modron... That you found.
Yeah, the Modron told us.
Told you it's a big orrery.
Modron is definitely a Marvel character.
Not funny.
And Vizarin would have told you a little bit about the Gallery of Angels. He knows that it's there. He knows that there are angels that are imprisoned there.
There are. We can see them flying around the table.
I'm really excited about this orrery because it can't possibly go terribly wrong for us.
It's about word for word what you said last time.
It's probably still accurate, though.
It's one of those in the game that just aired.
So the reason why I think we take some people is because if we get these things, we're not all getting them in the same place, are we?
Well, the labyrinth is pretty big.
Correct.
So what would be nice is if
the
we...
The labyrinth is not a dot on there. The labyrinth is a purple blob.
The labyrinth is a...
That's like...
Area that's larger than the worm writhings.
Yeah, 150 miles or so.
Because they haven't got tired of us playing Oregon Trail yet.
I don't have arms. I got a big head and tiny arms. This plan wasn't thought out so well.
He's a baby T-Rex.
He's an emo Rex.
Did you just get the reference?
No, I was waiting to see how long it would take you to realize that was upside down.
No.
It was quicker than I expected.
Yeah, when I realized the words were upside down.
Oh, you can read? Since when?
He can. He just
certainly can't read the rules right.
Left to right, top to bottom.
It's not the reading. It's not the reading or writing that he has problem with. It's the arithmetic
and the comprehension.
It's the mathematics.
No. So, like, my thought is so we get angel feathers, we take Scout Doofy, throw him through a goddamn portal, and then it's already back. You know what I mean?
Hmm?
We don't need to set up a supply line so much because we can just teleport the fuck back.
Yeah.
We send the scouts out in front. We caravan in our metal wagon, and then we go forward.
You have Underdark experience, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Roll an Arcana check.
It's also interesting to note that the labyrinth is seemingly the
Can
only
I
section
borrow
of this
a
map
dice?
That is considered all depths of upper dark, middle dark, and lower dark.
Just for the listeners who may not know, labyrinth means maze.
Yes, this is true.
Right.
If you don't break out into a David Bowie song when
you
we get in there,
D30.
I wasn't going to tell you not to grab it, but Jeff may not notice.
No, I'm just going to use... I'm just going to wear the David Bowie codpiece.
It's 19 on the die, and it's a plus 8 Arcana, so...
You know that you need to worry about teleporting through Fairsrest.
Interesting.
Even if it's linking one place to another?
Correct.
It's not teleporting, though. It's transporting.
You're traveling magically from point to point.
So what consequences would I know there would be from...
Officer Doofy's going to be like Star Trek the motion picture.
I wasn't Star Trek.
I got the right movie, right?
I mean, Kira can tell you stories about creatures that she has dealt with that have...
I always mix the first and fifth one up because they're both terrible.
They're all on max right now, too.
Like they're not terrible. The some of them are terrible.
That's why I said the first and fifth one are terrible. One of them's V'ger and one of them's is God.
V'ger's great. Mm.
I agree. I liked V'ger. I did not care for the first movie that much, but I did like V'ger.
Isn't that the one where McCoy's like, that's why I never take a teleporter, because the fucking body shows up mangled or some shit off screen.
It's probably
and that's why.
Yeah, he won't board the ship because they want him to go through the teleporter.
Yep. I don't trust this technology.
Yep. As I was saying, Kira can tell you a few different stories of creatures that she encountered or at least heard stories of that had teleportation accidents. One was a gnome that turned out to be a mind flayer that was melded into stone. There was a mind flayer that LNL encountered that was blown off course. Had no idea where they teleported. Those are the main concerns.
Officer Doofy has the job.
But if you send all your angel feathers with Officer Doofy, then... You have no idea where they're going to end up.
That's the other thing. Motherfucker, like, wizard, can you, like, have some back-and-forth communication with us here?
Absolutely.
Okay. Like, 25...
I'm waiting...
Can we tweet back-and-forth? Is that a thing?
Sending does work.
Yeah. So can we, like, you know... Can you just ping us every so often when you feel
sure.
like
Sure.
Presumably on a regular schedule.
Hey, bro.
I mean, as is custom on this podcast, to waste two of your words on "Hey, bro."
Yes,
another thing that made Dave Isinger incredibly mad.
Oh man,
yeah,
that was half the fun of that game was pissing Dave off.
Yeah, Damn it, Jeff, I'm not a D&D player. I'm a comedian. Not a good one.
Yes, you can have whatever kind of interaction you want with Vizarin. He is busy, but he will talk to you. He will answer questions. He will whatever. You guys just keep not asking him questions or communicating.
All right. So, Kira, not being wizardly, this dude's going to throw some people through some plants and get some stuff back to you. Does that sound like a good plan?
Yeah, you just have to watch out for the Fairsress.
Sure.
Right now, the Fairsress is all stirred up because of the demon shit, and people are going all over the place if they try and teleport through it.
Like,
it's almost like you have a percentile roll to see whether shit's going to happen.
Like, you know, percentile roll like hitting the lottery, or percentile roll like coin flip?
I have not attempted.
Okay.
That's his way of saying he hasn't looked it up to know for sure.
But meta.
No, Jeff did. Jeff doesn't remember the percentiles, but...
It's bullshit fifth ed. It's got to be like 5%, guys. Like, we're probably okay.
But meta-ing a little bit.
Yeah.
Did we have a sense when we were in wonky Fairsress stuff the first time around? Or I felt like we did, but...
That every time somebody tried to cast a leveled spell, they had to roll percentiles to see what kind of weird shit was going to happen?
But it wasn't every time.
In Fairsres, yeah.
Yes.
In Fairsres, yes. But that's what I'm saying. Didn't we have a sense of when we were in the Fairsres versus not? Yes.
What he's suggesting is that depending on the way in which you... His spell specifically says same plane.
No, I understand. I get it.
It's the folding of space-time.
I get it.
If a man bounces a ball on a train and a boy under a tree is watching it, what is moving? Stephen Hawking type shit.
Everything.
Right. So, like, that's the thing, is if Jeff decides that the fundamentally space warp goes through Fairsres when you fold the fucking paper... No,
I understand the concept.
Okay. All right.
My question is, do we know when we're in the fair, like...
You will know when you're in it, when you're casting it.
Okay.
But travel across distance,
sure,
like teleport, or... tree stride or whatever.
I think
fold
this
the
is,
paper and
I,
put
I
the
think
pencil
this
through.
Is less towards the transportation and more geared to his character throwing spells.
Now say that again.
No.
Oh, I thought that's what you were kind of asking.
He's saying if you know that you're not in Fairsres,
will it still screw with your spell? Right?
He wants to know, like, I presume he wants to know, before you cast your spell, will you know that you're not in Fairsres, which will lower the chances that you will fuck it up? Jeff's just going to fucking roll the percentage die each time we send somebody, because it's just going to be when you fold that goddamn paper and do the time warp again, whether or not the pencil goes through fucking Fairsres.
Yeah, I mean, the casting the spell in the middle of Fairsres, you'll have 2 percentile rolls. One to see what kind of weird shit happens right there in front of you, and what kind of weird shit happens on the way. I'm not saying that it won't work.
No, I get it.
I'm saying that there's a chance shit could go wrong.
Pardon us why Boozy McGee refills.
Okay, cool. So that's good to know. Thinking well ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Now is a good time to make plans.
This is the end
story
of the...
Story of a girl?
Right. Sort of. This is the end of my 14-year Glenlivet that my wife got me for, you know, getting the old snip. So I'm just finishing it, doing what I like to do, which is yell at you fucks across the table. So
speaking of that.
The booze? Or
no,
the
snip.
Yeah.
I have an idea for Christmas presents.
Everybody gets a snip?
No.
That's Does it involve my balls?
Fucking gift.
Not specifically your balls.
All right.
I want to make Christmas ornaments.
Right.
That are 3D printed ball sacks.
Okay.
And paint them all up and hand them out to random people.
Okay.
We'll call it Deck the Balls.
You need to write jingle on them.
And put bells on
Your
the inside.
Dog is going crazy. Did you order food or something?
Yeah, my wife ordered food like a bajillion years ago. She ordered from Zaxby's. The closest Zaxby's is 86th Street. And she had a DoorDash, so I imagine this sandwich will be very warm.
They just opened one in Avon.
Yeah.
Not closer than 86th Street.
No, they're starting to spread.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to going there.
Have you never been to Zaxby's?
No, I've been there. I just, okay. I don't live near one and I don't get it very often.
Their
spicy
chicken is amazing.
I always saw, I always watched you eat it and thought, I really want to go to Zaxby's.
Swerveland and I would make trips to Zaxby's. That sandwich is like 900 calories by itself. Mm-hmm. It's delicious. So anyway, carry on. I don't need to drive the narrative.
No, we need to continue to plan. So
yeah.
When it comes to the heart of the Garistro demon,
yes.
Was that also in the labyrinth?
Maybe.
Well, we went through it.
Well,
we went through everything. I just can't remember exactly where it was at.
Actually, let me look.
Do we know what that kind of demon is specifically?
I'm pretty sure I rolled.
If you guys don't, Vazarin would be able to tell you. That's dragons. I need demons.
I'm
devils.
Demon.
Nalfeshni. Merilith.
Really.
Glaberzu. Garistro. Actually, the labyrinth would be a good bet for Garistros.
Everything in the labyrinth, or like all these other things, can be found in the labyrinth.
Garistros are very similar to Minotaurs.
Gotcha.
And Minotaurs love labyrinths.
Which is why...
Hence why Baphomet is there.
Right.
Lazy ass riding this season on D&D. Last time on Brothel D&D.
For some reason, I thought that we could find the mushrooms in the footprint of Baphomet as well.
Could be.
It was.
You also know that Yinagu is somewhere in the labyrinth.
Right. Which one is Yinagu?
The snot demon lord.
No, the gnolls.
Yeah. He's a hyena.
Yep.
Got it.
I think we take the whole party. And if somebody wants to roll some sort of, like, persuade to, like, we few, we happy few, we band of brothers, we need more scouts to voluntarily jump through trees.
You also did find, like, 100 people.
Right. No. Some of these fuckers owe us and should come along and be a part of our party.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can just randomly roll. I don't give a shit. We can have to take Farmer Stan.
Yeah, you have your four scouts.
We're turning this shit into a funnel from DCC for these motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Live every leveling them up,
Jeff. Can we just play this game but switch to DCC rules?
Only if you want to start playing the Expeditionary Force.
I'm tempted.
Do a side series.
That's a good
spot to say. We can do a side series.
I'm tempted. Yeah,
I'm kind of into it now.
I mean, if you... I would be happy to sit and read DCC rules just so that you guys could send the Expeditionary Force off to somewhere else.
It's like Fear the Walking Dead. It's not good, but people watch it.
Like, that's one of my many goals in terms of future podcasting things is, like, I want to create situations where, like, parties beget parties and things happen independently.
And see, I had thought about that and... I almost got a second group together so that you guys could send people from the Expeditionary Force out to do one of the other things, and it would be a whole other group playing.
Yeah, I was saying, and somebody's got the stats of the fucking, you know, Lord's Alliance or Veteran of the Gauntlet, and they've got, you know, it'd be awesome.
See, I hadn't even thought about using the base stats. I'd thought about letting them make their own party.
Nah, fuck that.
Yeah, the DCC idea sounds a lot more fun.
You could be like sitting around the table and they cast sending to one of us and you actually call us on the phone and they give us 16 words and then we got to like reply back. Okay.
23 words. First 25. Two words. Hey, bro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 23 after hey, bro.
Yeah.
Did you talk about the belt buckle?
Oh, yeah. I don't see the belt buckle on there.
It's not on the website.
It's on there. Oh, God. I'm going to have to prove you wrong.
No, I hope you can because the belt buckle sounds sweet.
I imagine that those starting in late November don't have a lot of time to run 13 games and earn said belt buckle. Carry on. I don't have to be the center of this game. But yeah, fucking
well, you do because you're the only one who talks most of the time.
I mean, I try not to make it so. But
well, you do because nobody else does.
Make it so.
Right, because like that's what
not true. I talked last session.
That's what I love about Spencer is Spencer also feels that moment and like someone needs to say something and he just fucking says something.
Yeah.
Flynn is great at it too.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers take acting classes.
I said stuff. I'm new to the group. I don't really know what to tell you. So.
You used that excuse with your last character. You don't get to use it this time.
What? How long was I imprisoned? How long were we imprisoned?
I would want to ask Vizarin, like, of the items that we know we need to get. Obviously, he's talked to us about where we could potentially find them.
Yes.
Right? But, like, what would he think is the easiest way to go about acquiring some of these items?
He's told you most of them. Like,
labyrinth. It's all in there somewhere.
Well, no. He's told you how to find the Gallery of Angels.
Gaia.
That is one place that he knows that you can get. That is a sweet DCC belt buckle.
I know, right? I've never wanted a belt buckle more in my life.
What was it? I couldn't find it. We did not see it on the set.
Something tells me the belt buckle costs a little bit more, so it's not like just go and get it. It's like, no, we're actually going to
ask
look
for
your
it.
Shit. Yeah.
Right.
It's fair.
They give you the password. There's a stamp. Did you see the stamp?
Yes,
the
I did.
Stamp was cool. The stamp is dope.
What was I saying?
So we
yes, he gave you specific locations for things that he knew he could point you to. He's been planning this. He was hoping to find somebody like you guys who would go and get this stuff so that he could prepare the ritual.
Right.
He's more than happy to point you in the right direction. Everything he's done so far has been on the up and up and very helpful.
Right. But the only thing we don't know is Bonray's memoirs, right? Or whatever.
Yes. He says that he assumes that you can find those in Gromf's tower.
Gotcha.
Because that was the last place that he was seen that anybody knows about.
That's where Kira will die. There's no way Kira makes it out of Menzoberranzan.
Okay. And looking at the map, Menzoberranzan's actually relatively close to us.
Yes. Actually, I have a direct route to Menzoberranzan.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. That's how I'm sending my apprentice back there.
Gotcha.
I have a safe route back to Menzoberranzan.
But it is like an actual travel route, not a...
No, it is a path that I cut. It is a secret entrance into the city.
Okay.
Point of order, I will ask, because Cody knows, where?
Where is what?
Where does that open up into the city?
In the Claw Rift.
Okay. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, that's... Okay.
But
we don't have
for anybody in the audience or around the table who doesn't know, the Claw Rift is a giant chasm that runs through Menzoberranzan.
Oh, I was hoping it was a game.
The
Claw.
Get your gadget.
Is the Claw Rift where like the Driders? Isn't there like a pit or place where all the Driders are?
The Demon Web pits.
Gotcha.
Which
that's what I was thinking.
That's a extra planar thing.
Yeah, that's
okay.
That's like Loth's plane.
Yeah,
gotcha.
It's now a part of the Abyss, but I'm not even sure anymore. It's been really screwy.
Is his servant Drow that's running the errands?
The apprentice, yes.
Okay,
I would have to look up his name, but
no, you know, I'm just presuming. It's not like
you send any other race into Menzoberranzan not as a slave.
Correct.
or sent there to become a slave.
I thought about opening up in the slave pits, which would also be an option.
No, when you guys decide to go to Menzoberranzan, I will send my apprentice with you.
To show us the way.
To show you the way and
to
get
be our
you
slave
in.
Master.
No, to get you into Sorcerer.
Somebody roll a fucking Arcana check to do me. How the fuck is he going to get us into Sorcerer?
Oh, yeah, so you guys have Arcana,
19
too.
On the die. What are we doing, Arcana?
No. Like,
whatever 19 plus 8 is, it's a lot of numbers.
Do the math or you'll never learn.
Yeah, I'm good.
Did you say 19 plus 9?
8.
Yeah.
Oh, 8. 27. My son can do that math. He's 5.
Good, he's learning.
I also rolled a 27, but I would like a card, please.
Ooh.
I'm so happy that there are people with other skills that also have skills.
No.
Skill.
Like, fuck that. I want to know that explanation, Jeff.
I have
no reason, but Cody wants to know that explanation. How the fuck is he going to get us in Sorcerer?
I mean, he'll go over the plan with you if you want.
Yes. Yes, Cody would like to know that. Cody is very intrigued. Like, to throw it out to the people who don't know, definitely not the people around this table because they've studied and read the books, getting into Sorcerer would be like, yeah, he's just going to walk you into the Pentagon, the magic Pentagon.
The Pentagon's not magic?
It's just a hot dog stand in the middle. The Russians were wrong.
That's fair.
Such a great story, the Cold War. Anybody? No? I love that. They had satellite imagery of people going to the center of the Pentagon, and they thought it was some sort of fucking thing. It's a goddamn hot dog stand in the middle of the fucking, like, park in the middle of the Pentagon.
At least that's what the government tells you to believe.
Oh, I skipped a chapter.
Yeah, how's he getting us into Sorcerer? Because now I kind of want to go, because I kind of want to see how this happens.
Grin Austell.
Kind of want to die really quick.
That's his name.
Okay.
Oh,
no, I'm dead. There's no way I make it out of there alive.
Well, not with that attitude.
I haven't read this bit for a minute.
No, no, so no. I
need to...
Like, if you just tell me it's a legitimate plan, I'll accept it. But I'm like...
It is. I just don't remember the specifics of it.
Because it's... What is it? It's Melee Magther or whatever. And
Melee Magther...
Something Sorcerer. Because it's got a double...
No, it's Sorcerer is the name. Is it? Is the name of the wizard school. It's the cleric's academy that I don't remember the name of.
Lothville, I don't remember either. I can pull the book.
Tyr Bresh.
That's it. When I saw it, I always pronounced it as Brecht, but I know that you've got to... Because it reminds me of Bertolt Brecht. But yeah, I just wonder what the fuck his plan is. Like, no, just not anybody can walk into Sorcerer.
He's got really good with this disguise kit. He's going to turn all...
Maybe? Like, I'm just like, how is he going to walk in with a bunch of non-fucking drow into, like, the magical Pentagon of Menzo Berenzan?
There is...
Greater invisibility.
There is a conspiracy in...
This is what
in Menzo Berenzan, especially in Sorcerer, that thinks males are not... should not be second-class citizens.
Bregendarth?
No.
Okay.
No, Bregendarth, however you say it, they work right alongside the matriarch.
I know, but that would be the next logical question from other drow people who would know, I feel like.
No, this is completely outside of it, and as far as anybody knows, unknown. Viserion has been facilitating it, and there are points of contact that Grin can use to get into Sorcerer.
Okay.
I can't find the names of everything to
that's
give
fine.
You exact
I'm just
details.
Curious. Is it worshippers of what the fuck is his name?
No, it's not necessarily it's not, worshippers of anybody.
It's not. What was it? Faerun? Yeah.
No.
Faerun. Okay.
Not specifically. No.
Okay.
There's people all over men. There's males all over Menzo Berenzan who are a part of this conspiracy, but they don't have the strength to rise up.
Okay. And presumably the apprentice is male.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Kira doesn't understand, but I'm satiated. Thank you.
Okay.
Somebody else want to give the few, we happy few speech? My performance is plus one. My persuade is plus one.
They can take our purple worm eggs. They can't not kill us. Wait. How does this work?
Like, you had a moment there, and you just decided to just fuck it. Like, I was like, oh, Lucas has... Nope, okay.
I didn't have anything planned,
I don't have anything in either one of those.
Performance or persuade? Anybody? No whammy?
Wait, why are we trying to convince the party who's been following
We're
us this whole time to follow
convince
us?
Yeah,
I mean,
there are plenty of people that you rescued who are willing to join up. Yeah.
Right, I figured we had to give them a motivational speech.
Not really, you just have to assign them.
That's the case.
All right, give me their names. Let me assign them.
I do have
like that's I why I know you're shaking your head. I figured you would want a skills roll.
Not really. You basically have a bunch of commoners.
Come with me if you want to live.
They are people
get to the
who
chopper.
They're people who have been stuck there for years.
It's not a tumor.
They're beaten and broken. They're looking for a chance to do something.
Who's
okay.
your daddy?
I am Turbo Man.
What does he do?
Because I can do the Henry V speech if you'd like, but if you don't want Once More Under the Breach, I don't need to do it.
I fucked the maid. Wow.
Is that a Schwarzenegger quote? I don't know.
I mean, ostensibly, Because he did. That was holy an shit, that kid looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He does.
It just proves that so much of that is not roids. Like, oh, that is fucking genetic.
Yeah.
Goddamn Conan the Barbarian.
No, I just need to know what you want to do with people.
How many people can we have?
I'll give you 25 human various races of commoners.
How many did we start with?
25 is a great number.
Yeah, but how many do we already have with us? So we're tacking on probably not that many.
How many did we lose to the drow? Was it like 5 or 6?
You know, yeah, it was something like that. In all honesty, I don't remember how many people you have.
Got ya.
I just want to know what you're doing with people. Most of your force is going to stay here.
Right.
Most of your force is going to build an encampment, set up here, and be ready to move out as you need.
Correct.
I need to know what of those people you're going to do something with.
The scouts right ahead. Everyone else right now is in a...
convoy. Fucking,
right. Convoy works. That's not the word I wanted to use. But yes, convoy works.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else is going to travel at normal speed in a blockade formation.
Okay. Are you staying with them?
Yes.
Okay.
The scouts go out. They're going to go out in sequence so that every day we've got a scout coming back reporting what they saw.
Nice. Okay.
And if somebody wants to be Scout Doofy, we give them a lizard and they get to be Scout Doofy. Everybody needs a goddamn canary in the coal mine. And I'm more than happy to sacrifice nameless NPCs towards that end.
From Araj, from the Viserys Tower, down past Blingdenstone and everything like that, you have very little trouble getting through.
Do we stop at Blingdenstone or are we bypassing
it? That is up to you. I don't care.
Does anybody have contacts at Blingdenstone? I feel like I shouldn't show up at Blingdenstone.
No, Kira is a friend to Blingdenstone.
Still?
Yeah. Gracklestug is where you were not welcomed.
I mean...
Blingdenstone, you left as a hero.
That shocks me, but okay.
Because you helped take out the Pudding King.
Oh, I forgot about the Pudding King.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish to God I had seen this before I ran Blingdenstone.
I think so, yeah.
It was like a servant of Jublex who was calling all the oozes together.
Gotcha. Wasn't there also a Steve?
There's been a Steve in every
There was a played. Steve that got left behind that was an ooze that was friends with Matt.
Did he also not make it?
Glabagool.
Glabagool.
Yeah.
Gabagool?
Yeah, Glabagool named a bunch of other oozes, and one of them was Steve.
Okay.
Yeah. But yes, Kira left Blingdenstone as a hero.
Then I would exploit the fuck out of that when we go past Blingdenstone.
Okay. I would also have contacts in Blingdenstone because
that's where
Finkelstein sticks is from.
I just kind of love how none of us pronounce these cities the same way.
That's fine. That's fucking...
That's because anything with more than like 12 letters, everybody will see it differently.
More than 12
Did any letters. Of us... pronounced Blindenstone differently?
I don't... He said Blingdenstone. He said Blingdenstone.
There's a G in there that I don't think he pronounces.
Yeah, I do. He doesn't.
Right. Fuck it.
I don't care.
I'm listening to shit for Iconoclast, and it's like Isis, Isil, Daesh. It's like fucking human beings just whatever the fuck they want, you know? People say all kinds of shit. Just let it go.
It's mostly Americans, but yeah.
That's not true at all. That's not true at all. Human beings just don't give a fuck with each other. They don't. So treating it like Oregon Trail, which I've decided this game is, stop for information, supplies. Like, you know how you push 1, 2, 3, then 4 to leave the town in Oregon Trail? I want to do that.
Better hope you don't have to ford a river.
And we're not that far along yet.
So you want to stop at Blingdenstone?
Just long enough to get... local color, information, resupply, etc.
No, you guys, Blingdenstone actually seems like it's done pretty well since you left. Like a lot of the other places that you saw in the visions in Graven Hollow, it looks like a lot of things have fallen apart in other places. You left Blingdenstone in good shape.
Shocking. Blingdenstone is the one with the dragon.
No.
No.
That's Gracklestone.
Lindenstone is... Lindenstone is the gnomes.
I need more context, but thank you.
It's the gnomes and the were-rats.
Okay.
At this point...
it's where we fought the oozes.
Yeah.
I don't remember fighting the oozes. I just...
It was literally the last thing before you escaped the Underdark.
I also don't remember fighting an ooze. I remember an ooze falling.
You remember
us.
The gym defenses around the gates?
I remember the fight, and I remember after that, but apparently I've confused Blingdenstone and...
Gracklestug.
Correct. So it's not Gracklestug, which is all I need to know.
Yeah,
it's
not Durgar, it's gnome. It's deep gnomes.
Right, sure.
And where we're in.
So, information on the region, changes, blah, blah, blah.
The Diggermatics, who were the...
Oh, I fucking remember that.
Yeah, they welcome you back in.
Where we had a nice hotel and a hot bath?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
You can go back to the bar.
Yes. Kira is 1,000% making sure the column stops for a hot bath.
What was his name? Tappy Foamstrap?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Because he had what's it called? The Gutbuster stuff.
Yeah. Oh shit. No. Jeff, I'm paying you for that. I don't know what I'm paying you yet, but I'm paying you for that. The fuck do I have? Probably not a lot, because I haven't kept track of that.
You have more money than you know what to do with.
I know, but Schroeder's been tracking it. What is a several hundred gold amount that we can lose, Schroeder?
I don't know about several hundred gold.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%, because we got so much money.
Don't care. We've got we've got maybe 15,000. Like, a couple hundred is still significant.
Fight me, bro.
We've got way more than 15,000.
Yeah, no, we do.
We've got 15,000 just from the purple worms.
Regardless,
I've had two scotches, and I know we've got more money than that.
But that would also mean that the items that we sent the guy to go get, we could potentially purchase while we're here.
Kira could tell you they didn't have much in the way of magic items last time.
Ah, gotcha.
They don't have much in the way of magic items here. I say in an Irish lilt that I lost in, like, episode 5.
you part with 300-400 gold.
You kept it most of the main game, the first game.
Well, Kira and Kiron were supposed to be sort of, you know...
No, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I didn't know at that point, you know.
Until he develops an Irish accent.
Fucking hell.
I can imagine him saying that.
I mean, we got 15,000. I'm shocked it wasn't his first word. We've got 1,300 platinum. We've got 10 gems worth 500 gold apiece.
Let's take 200 gold off that.
We can sell some of the magical items that we have to help restock them.
Absolutely.
Let's just 200 gold off the top.
Yeah,
it's a fucking foamy make.
Tappy foam strap.
Like, yeah, that guy. Bro.
It's not even one.
Kira!
This is my man.
Take a chunk off the gem.
What's been happening?
Things have been great.
By the way, stack of 200 gold, rooms for everybody, hot bath, sir, and how you been? Pour a drink for me, pour a drink for you. Let's chat.
Absolutely. It's a party. I mean...
Oh, 1,000% it is.
The gnomes are ecstatic that Kira has come back. They are saddened to hear of the death of L&L.
Everybody else.
Because all those fuckers are shitty at D&D, my friend.
See, I can't remember if it was...
No.
No, it was Malveus who was
here. I died because he's shitty at D&D.
And I die because I'm shitty at D&D.
Isolate that.
Oh, I kind of want that as a ringtone for Lucas. I really do.
Chop it. You got the little, was it superhero song or something I did on yours? Was it a superhero song?
Oh, no, it was going to be like a Star Trek theme.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
The gnomes are ecstatic.
Otherwise, it's gold to continue the relationship, but to me, it's just, let's have a party, relax, cut loose, have a hot bath, get fucking laid, who cares?
They're very happy to know that King Bruner is doing something about this.
Oh yeah, we're gonna fucking fix it. Fuck it.
We want to help. we're behind you. I mean, we're allies with Mithril Hall and King Brunner, and we're in. Tell us how we can help.
Suggestions?
My first question would be, Tappy, is the Druid Circle still alive and well in the city?
Yeah.
Awesome. Because it's been, I mean, because what happened with me.
I was going to ask, like, how long has it been since Kira's been here in game? Like, I can't, I don't know. That's what I don't remember what the timeline's been.
6 months or so.
Has it really only been that long?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was 3 months after you guys got back to the surface that you guys weren't that you guys were on your own.
Okay.
And then there was, I mean, there was the whole trip from Gauntlegrim to Graven Hollow and back to what's it called, the tower, and then weeks going through the worm writhings and going back, and now here. I haven't read Blindenstone in a while, so I have to look for some of the names.
You're fine. We have the ability to edit.
Correct.
While we're thinking of it, there's a spell that I was trying to look for. It's not even a spell I can do, but I had something else in plan. It's similar to your little tree teleportation spell that's for clerics, where essentially, like, you have to spend, like, I don't know, a long amount of time in a place.
Yeah, it's your circle. What was that called? You used it with your character in...
Well, that's something different. I thought it was called Sanctuary, but it's not. It wasn't Sanctuary, but it's something like that. But it's like you...
What is it? I'm sorry.
It's a spell that basically, like, you spend an amount of time in a place, and you basically make that place like a holy site or something that you can basically teleport back to.
And it's a cleric spell?
I thought so. I might have been wrong about that, but I remember thinking about it when we were playing Nephthelion as an alternative to the teleportation circle.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
But I've
never done high level cleric, so I.
But it requires you to basically to prepare the spell in this place for, like, a really long time.
Right.
And I could just be misremembering even if it was a cleric spell, but...
It's not Word of Recall, is it? Yeah, it's a Word of Recall.
Is that what it was?
You and up to 5 willing creatures within 5 feet of you instantly teleport to a previously designated sanctuary. You and any creatures that teleport with you appear in the nearest unoccupied space to a spot you designated when you prepared your sanctuary. See below. If you cast a spell without first preparing a sanctuary, the spell has no effect. You must designate a sanctuary by casting this spell within a location, such as a temple dedicated to or strongly linked to your deity. If you attempt to cast the spell in this manner, in an area that isn't dedicated to your deity, the spell has no effect.
But what's the amount of time?
It's an instant. It doesn't say.
Casting time?
An action.
Yeah, so you cast it, and then that place is saved. Provided it's someplace tied to your deity. The druids are a part of the Stoneheart Enclave.
Okay.
Then maybe I was mixing that up with the...
Nomi Pathshudder is...
Nomi Pathshudder.
The Earth Elemental Wrangler with a task for the party. Well, you guys did the task already.
Right.
Nomi is the one who was in charge of the Stoneheart Enclave while their leader... Actually, you met their leader. She was the crazy gnome in Mantle Dareth.
Oh. Did she end up...
What the same?
No, I remember.
Was she killed?
No, she was not killed.
Okay.
She had been captured by the Durgar, and you guys got her out.
Right.
But you didn't do anything to get rid of the madness.
None of us could at the time. I remember specifically asking my hand that.
Yeah, that's right. You didn't have Greater Restoration.
Yeah.
You had Remove Curse, which I don't remember why that wouldn't have worked, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, gotcha.
If we haven't used up all our goodwill, it would be nice to have a underground Baker Street Irregulars kind of network to build. That's what the 200 gold was for.
Gotcha. So basically people who are going to funnel us information.
That's more than enough to pay for drinks, to get people motivated to feed us information. Fuck Jeff if he doesn't believe so, but that's a lot of goddamn money. So.
No, it absolutely is.
Got that's more than
I mean, that, that's more than most people make in like 10 years.
And that's an acceptable loss to get that information. So,
yeah,
we should be having these folks reach out to us semi-frequently with information.
Okay.
Can is we it, find... Oh, go no. ahead. No, we were going to say.
I was going to say, is there any information that you're looking for right now?
Can we get some knowledge about maybe what the goings on in Neverlight Grove? Yeah. Does anybody know anything about maybe that in the recent...
That's why I was wanting to contact the druid.
6 months.
Well, since you guys came and told us the problems that you had in Neverlight Grove, we haven't really gone back there.
But you've not heard any rumblings?
There was word from some of our scouts saying that I don't want to say a force of Myconids were moving away from Neverlight Grove, but which you guys would know about.
Yeah.
Because they were going to Armicus or no?
No, Basidia led half of the Myconids out. But as far as I know, there hasn't been another mass exodus from there.
Gotcha.
We kind of give the place a wide berth since you told us there was a demon lord there.
All right. What about the wedding? Has there been any development from that? I mean, assuming some noticeable changes had to have happened in the area. I don't know how far off we are to that necessarily, but...
I mean, some of the things you guys told us, or some of the things that Kira told us when she came here the first time, the way that the area had been developing, you could tell that there was a demon lord present. There were things that were happening in the area that were caused just by its presence, and we haven't seen it spread beyond that area.
Okay.
We haven't been back to the area to see what has happened since then, but.
And it's on our way, right?
Yes.
Which is why you printed 30 miniatures.
Because you said you were going there. I didn't know that you were going to stop in Blingdenstone, or else you might have had a bunch of gnomes, too.
Never plan.
I'm not. I've just been enjoying running my 3D printer.
I think it's the moral for any DMs. Never plan.
Do they have any information, knowledge about the labyrinth?
Got to figure out how to get the Stargate to print right.
What's that?
So you got to figure out how to get the Stargate to print right.
I've been working on it. I just got to get more resin.
Just put in the damn seventh chevron.
No, the chevrons kept falling off.
Eighth chevron to dial home.
And it kept coming out a little flat. Mm-hmm. Look at this. Yeah. But it was the structure thing you're learning.
Yep. Right?
I can't believe they don't come with that. Like in the
pre-supported?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's real weird.
The labyrinth.
Right.
We know it's there. We haven't been there. I mean, I'm sure they've sent expeditions there or something like that. But, I mean, even the old records in Blingdenstone, the gnomes never really went to the labyrinth. Full of minotaurs, even before the demon lords. It was a common place for minotaurs to take up residence.
Would they know that the orrery would be in the center of the labyrinth? And would that spike their interest in...
Where's the map?
Jeff has it.
Yep.
I'm sorry. That is the second game in a row that I have forgotten.
Fucking rookies!
How long you been doing this?
It was funny thinking about Devourers in the Mist the other day, Jeff. Was that your first game on the podcast? No. Running?
Running, yes.
But I was asking, or I was informing about, obviously, the fact that we're planning to go into the labyrinth and that the orrery is there, potentially the maze engine. I didn't know if that would be something that anybody there would be interested.
The mages that are a part of the Stoneheart Enclave, and I said heart specifically, they would be interested. So the druids wouldn't really.
Yeah.
But if you have questions about what it might be or what it might do, you might be able to ask them and they would get a roll.
Yeah, that's exactly why I was bringing it up.
Okay, so what do you want to know?
I want to know what it is and what it does.
What it do?
Just fire his question right back at
him. What that mouth do?
What?
You're so old. As he turns the die.
So I can read it. They rolled a 15.
Okay. I'm trying really hard not to make a shitty comment. Please continue.
No, go ahead and make your shitty comment. No, you're not interrupting me. I'm trying
to stack on to what Lucas did, but I just haven't figured out what I would do yet.
Oh, okay. They've never seen one. They understand that it's a device from the primordial plane of law, where the Modrons come from.
Right.
Speaking of which, did you guys bring the Modron with you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He would be kind of gibbering and stuff.
Have we not healed him yet?
That's,
greater
that's
restoration.
Right. That's right. I forgot.
Yeah.
He would actually, once you heal him and he has time, he would be able to tell you a little more about it. But
more than what they would be able to tell us what it is?
No, but he would be able to give them a better idea of what they're talking about.
10101101.
Damn it, who did that song?
Clutch.
Clutch? if
we just talked about this like last week, sorry.
Yes.
Okay, the creatures from the plane of law, mm-hmm. they have a very specific outlook on the way things should be, right?
Right.
The alignments and things like that.
Correct.
Lawful characters have a very specific way of looking at things and very specific ideas of the way things should be. This thing alters reality to what they think is order.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly what that'll do. If it's here on this plane, I don't know what it'll do if you turn it on. I don't even know what kind of shape it'll be in when you find it. If it made its way here to the prime material plane, I don't know what kind of shape it's going to be in.
So, with all that said, what is the point behind the March of the Modrons again? Because every 130 years or whatever, they come to the prime material plane.
Right. Jeff doesn't know what the point of the March of the Modrons is. I just know it's something that they do.
Gotcha.
They're going to bring order to chaos, blah, blah, blah. You know, like...
Yeah, I mean, it's not even something where they're going out and doing something specific. It's, we're going to walk.
Yeah, it's like they're just going to walk. They're not it's not like an invasion force.
No.
Okay.
So not like if not, we turn not on this... from anything that I've read, because I've gone and tried to find more information about the March of the Modrons.
Just every 130 years, they click that one executable and they all just walk.
Yeah. Okay. And apparently some of them are better at it than others, because you got one that got lost.
Got it. It's like if we turn this thing on, then all of a sudden it's just... The Modrons start marching into the plane.
I mean, you could infer that this might do something to chaotic beings like demons.
Right.
It may have something very, very definite to say about a shit ton of beings from a plane of chaos being here.
Right.
But you don't know.
So sort of out of game, you mean chaotic beings, like literally the realm of chaos, not like your character's chaotic neutral.
No, like demons are beings of chaos.
Right.
Devils are beings of law. They would probably like the things that happen through.
Are they of law?
Yes.
Or anti-law?
They are lawful evil.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Demons are chaotic evil, and they are constantly in conflict with each other.
That makes sense.
The Blood War.
Of 2024.
No, long time before that.
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes.